Back at it again!
And we're back at it again with a mini-sode. First one since our break.
These are my favorite ones, because I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. I'm leading these ones, and...
this is Mindy's show now.
Yeah, this is very exciting, because we have a special guest with us.
Who do we have?
It's Biscuit.
It's Biscuit!
He's here in person.
We've talked about him so many times. As infamous as Boone, almost.
Hello, I am Biscuit, also known as Casey, but I also go by Biscuit, and it is an honor to be on what Spotify just told me was my favorite podcast of 2023.
Aw, you're one of our 104.
We love it. For those of you who don't know, Biscuit is my other half, and we record here in our home.
He's such a loyal listener, too, such a big supporter.
So
this is exciting. I like having a guest.
Yeah, this it is exciting. Fun.
Yeah. What are we gonna even do? What are we gonna talk about today?
Okay, so Biscuit and I like to watch documentaries.
Okay.
It's a fun thing that we like, especially if they're bizarre, messed up.
We
love a good documentary.
We love the psychologically
and
twisted.
So I said, hey, there's this cult documentary on that's called Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God. It's on HBO. If you guys haven't watched it, you have to watch it.
I need to watch it. But that's why they're explaining it to me today.
Yeah, it's three episodes.
Three episodes.
Are they long?
No, they're all like 45 minutes to an hour each. So they're all like easily digestible episodes.
It's like a Lord of the Rings movie length to watch all three.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
It's one Lord of the Rings.
It's one Lord of the Rings long.
And you'll never be the same after you see it.
He's absolutely correct. It is one of those where like, I mean, from the get, let's open it up.
Okay.
The opening shot, this is episode one, and spoilers for anyone, you know, pause, watch it, then come back.
If you care that much about spoilers, or if you want to learn along with me,
going. So these documentarians knew what they were doing.
What streaming service is this on? Is
it's
this
on HBO?
HBO. Or Max or whatever
they
rebranded
whatever,
as?
Whatever.
Whatever they are.
It'll always be HBO to me.
Yes.
So we open up with police footage, mm-hmm. body cam footage.
Yeah.
And we are going into this house that looks like multiple people live there.
First of all, I love body cam footage.
Oh.
That's like my favorite thing to be included
in
a documentary.
Court cam, body cam, interview.
Interrogation
video.
I want it all.
You know, up late at night, YouTube. These are the wormholes I go down.
Yes.
Biscuit's asleep at this point. And that's okay.
So you didn't watch this one late
he's
at night.
Early bird. And I'm a night owl.
Right.
But anyway, I digress. So we have body cam footage of these cops entering a house.
Yeah.
We have a hippie looking dude with long hair. I believe he was shirtless.
Did you already say that this was a cult? Because if they didn't already say that, it feels like a cult.
it's absolutely a cult. And so you follow the police in, and then, you know, the hippie like dude, he just says, you know, they ask, you know, where is this person or something like that, and he responds, she has rested, she is resting.
Oh no.
Which is disturbing thing to hear.
She did.
She did.
There's no resting in cults.
She been done dead for a while.
She is well rested.
She is well rested.
She is ripe rested.
12 days rested.
Oh, 12 days rested. So at
so
this
she
point,
she stinks. She stinks at this point. Oh, it gets worse.
Wait.
Oh no.
Wait.
Oh no.
So, okay. You know, we go into the bedroom and we see this corpse
resting.
covered in Christmas lights.
What?
Glitter. And she's strangely a shade of blue.
So like, okay, so 12 days. She still looks like a person.
Right. But, you know, decomp has...
Did they show this on the footage? Like, they
yes,
showed you the body.
Dude. Yes. That is why it's so shocking. It's like the first 10 minutes.
Only HBO. Only... I mean, even as far as streaming services have gone with the content that they can get away with showing, I feel like I don't know if Netflix would show a dead body on a bed. Wow.
Mother God is very dead.
She's... Mother God is dead.
It's shocking because, yeah, she's like a bluish gray and genuinely emaciated, which you'll come to find out was from like decades of, you know, alcohol abuse and, you know, starvation.
This isn't the, like, the air diet lady cult, right? This is a different cult.
She had anorexia.
Right.
Unfortunately. But then also is ingesting keloid silver.
Colloidal silver.
Yeah.
What?
As, you know, to heal her, what even? Obviously.
No.
So that's what gives her her color, is the colloidal
silver. The beautiful
silver.
Shade of blue that her corpse has become.
Yeah, it's shocking.
It's so wild.
And she's got Christmas lights on her.
Yes. And like,
'tis the season.
But not only that, she has just people living and going about their daily life
while she's resting.
Like, while she's
with Christmas lights and blue skin. Holy crap.
Dude, okay.
Okay, okay, okay. So we see Mother God.
Yeah, opening
resting.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a shocking sight.
And the dude is like, she's just resting. Here she is. Did he even look like this was alarming to any? Like, he
was so
unfazed.
Nonchalant about it. He was like mother, yeah, prayer hands. Mother is resting. She is at rest.
Okay, we're at the beginning. This is still the first scene.
Right?
Okay, continue.
This is just episode 1, which is the least insane.
I can't. What? go ahead.
Okay, so let's talk about Amy.
Yeah. Is that Mother God? Okay.
So she started off like pretty normal.
Yeah, as they do. As they do.
Yeah, she was you know, you learn she had, you know, a difficult relationship with her father. Her, you know, mother, you know, seemed to, you know, genuinely, you know, do her best and, you know, to have as much of a, you know, happy childhood as she could. And as an adult, she kind of got in the corporate world and was like managing a McDonald's and like, you know, climbing the chain and seemingly doing well.
Yeah.
But then has several different relationships and has, you know, 3 kids with 3 different fathers.
So she's like dysfunctional, even though she's technically successful.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of, you know, hits some kind of like spiritual and psychological wall of sorts.
As anyone would.
Yeah. Like that. But also like it's interesting because she seems intelligent, like she's bright and she had 3 children and she was like managing a McDonald's and she was like,
that's
doing
not
it.
Easy.
Right. Right.
Fast food's not easy like in general, but managing it is like, that's high stress.
Right. So one day she decides she's had enough.
Sure. I mean, we all hit our breaking point.
Sure.
We all respond differently, but.
And Amy picks up and abandons her children and just leaves.
Do they get put in the system?
Or no,
do they have family?
No, I think
them?
Grandma takes over.
But
it's just crazy because she literally just picks up and like starts over.
She's like, I guess I'm done.
And she like she's like, okay, so I believe that I'm God. Like it's really interesting because like when you hear her talk, like you like she feels like she believes it. Like she really does believe it. But maybe, you know, deep down, like, she doesn't.
She's
and it's, she just
delulu.
Wants to feel special. Like, it's just, it's very bizarre.
Yeah, she kind of gets into, like, this, you know, like, kind of neo-spirituality, like, website culture. And starts meeting people, you know, through these online forums. And they're talking about all their various, you know, spiritual ideas. And then connects with this older guy who's just kind of like an older hippie figure. And they connect in person. They meet in the physical, as they say. So then they end up like dating.
Yeah.
And that
in the 3D.
And they become the first, you know, she becomes essentially Mother God and he becomes the first of what are several Father Gods.
That is
3. There are 3 different Father Gods. So like any good cult leader, you know, she likes to sleep with multiple people.
Because she's a cult leader.
Any good cult
leader. You're
not
really a cult leader unless you do that.
Unless you're sleeping with everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
It's part of the whole thing.
So anyway, these two start this kind of like internet like chat room thing and like, you know, a lot of people. It's very spiritual. It's very like we take psychedelics and they open up our minds and we can experience spirituality and God through that.
How recent is this? I mean, there's body cam footage. So I'm assuming
like, it's not that long ago. I feel like it was like 20. Yeah. When did she get, when did they find her? 2021. Yeah. This is not that long ago.
How old was the guy?
The guy was like,
a lot older than her. Years okay. Older than I was going to say, he's like, he sounds.
If not more.
Okay. Yeah. Very like, he's straight from Woodstock. Or something,
for sure.
Is what I'm
yeah,
picturing.
For sure.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah. It's just interesting because she like basically like met him and they were like, well, we're going to get married and now we have a religion. Like,
like any
young couple starts.
Yeah.
Out.
They have to start their religion.
Right. But she manages to get herself a following, which is crazy. And they eventually have a meetup.
Okay.
Where they all.
So it starts online.
Yes.
Then.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. In the digital age, you know.
People
you
will follow anything. Yeah. 100%. Jared Leto can do it. Anybody can do it.
For sure. And so we have this meetup. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially just days and days of partying. Just with every substance you can think of.
Yeah, and that's kind of something you realize is that, you know, they talk about their spirituality and ideology, but really they just want to, like, not have responsibilities and just, like, rage for, like,
make love,
years
not war.
At a time, you know? Wow. So they're just, like, partying constantly. And so after meeting with the, you know, first Father God, mm-hmm. then she, you know, she finds a younger Father God and, like,
as you
splits
do.
To, you know, start this second wave of it. And at this time, the cult becomes, like, much more, like, business savvy, right? So she gets Archangel Michael, as he's called. So she's Mother God.
This is
God.
the second father.
No, this is Archangel Michael.
This is a different
figure.
Guy.
He's, like, the business manager.
Okay.
So you think of
okay.
that. Yeah, the finance, okay. Yeah, financial business manager. And so that's one reason you definitely know it's a cult, because Archangel Michael is entirely control of the finances, right? So that's
do people like give their
yes,
livelihoods
it's a
over
group
to this
finance,
too? Okay,
so like everybody like it's in the pot, and they have to go through Archangel Michael to do any purchasing. So it's very much like, you know, groupthink, and it's really interesting because then it becomes like a multi-level marketing scheme. And, like, I know, it's crazy.
You can tell a woman runs this cult.
And she, like,
this is
they
so...
ended up with $300,000.
She's not stupid.
She's not dumb. She's and, not stupid. And, like, it's crazy because, you know, I feel like it's a human need to, like, feel like you belong.
Right.
And I feel like you're special yeah. and unique. And, like, they prey on, like, vulnerable people.
As every cult does, yeah.
Right. But also, they're using psychedelics, so they can, like, continue to fuel this, like, magical mm-hmm. thinking, you know, that, like, and the crazy thing about it is the people, most of the people that were in this, to this day believe it. They are still in.
It has 100%. It, like, disbanded, kind of? Like, no, it's actively.
Well, I guess it's disbanded in the sense of its original form. Like, Mother
okay.
God is gone.
She's
Father,
rested.
Father God 3 has gone off to do like some internet stuff with Metaverse.
No, Metaverse.
And then others.
Is it Mark Zuckerberg? Is he Father God?
unfortunately, no. I wish that was the plot twist, but unfortunately, no.
And
then others
level.
Have been doing, you know, like other kinds of like neo spiritual, like they call it like 5D something.
Yeah,
like 3D is the real world and 5D is their world.
Wow.
But yeah, in this kind of second wave of with like the second Father God, you know, they're just like have like really savvy like online, you know, kind of marketing things. They start selling like products. They like sell healing services and like have like online meetups, and they really are able to develop a following and like start bringing in serious money.
Kind of genius. They're kind of not.
Yeah, and
they're
like,
not at all stupid.
You know, they're preying on people that want to have, you know, mm-hmm. have like that spiritual need, and they, you know,
well,
and
even with like the like luring them in with the products.
Oh yeah, and it's
if
crystals.
You can sell me a product
for
to do
sure.
self. Oh,
for
and
sure.
crystals are such a thing.
They were all in, and the colloidal silver for some reason, which was really weird, because you're not supposed to have silver
in your body.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, guys.
So eventually we meet Father God 3, and he is something else.
Is he the one that said she's resting?
Yes.
That is him?
Yes.
Oh.
And this guy is a character.
Yeah.
And like has to be, there's some kind of mental illness. Like you can just tell from his mannerisms, the way he speaks. Honestly, like the way that his eyes are, it's just like he's, there's a vibe.
There might be like a schizophrenic kind of element there. Schizophrenic
or bipolar, because he fully believes that he is like chosen and that she was chosen and that he's very powerful.
And that she's resting and not dead.
Correct.
Prayer hands to the police. Like you're either really good, psychopath, or you're like straight up DeLulu.
We had to like rewatch that scene multiple times. And also we have just been, you know, repeating.
Yeah.
She is at rest.
She is at rest.
She is resting.
She is at rest. Mother God,
because
is
it's a great line.
Yeah, it is.
And well, just to jump back quick to Father God 2 was the most
docile.
Like yeah he was docile, and he was kind of able to get out of it, unlike any other members, you know, kind of like genuinely wanted to help Mother God, like help her, you know, get better with her like mental illness and addiction and stuff. And you know, but then he's cut off because there's like, you know, going to be a Father God 3.
Was there a falling out? Like, did the second one have like?
So it gets weird and complicated.
Oh, great.
So basically all of these people are living together. They're getting effed up every night.
Yeah.
And
how did more of them not die?
Like, I don't know.
They should, a lot of them should.
I don't know. But Father God 3 ended up getting like pretty addicted to meth and was just having like meth nights where he's just freaking out. And can you imagine living in that situation, for one? Like,
you have to also be intoxicated in some way.
For sure.
To put up with that.
Absolutely.
A sober person would not.
Right.
this is
wild. So anyway, Father God is out of his head on meth.
Yeah.
3. And Mother God has somehow, the narrative has changed that she is like Jesus, and like she has to experience the suffering of the world. And it's so the more that she suffers, she's experiencing the suffering of man. And like, you know, she's getting so sick because man aren't turning to Mother God. They're not embracing her message.
Like, she's a fairy, and you've got to believe in the fairy or it'll die.
Oh, yes. She's both
Tinkerbell and Jesus.
Yes, and daily the narrative will change. And, like, it's just really interesting. Like,
but she believes it. Like, this is, like, she's saying
stuff.
See,
and that's the tricky thing, because I don't know if she is just doing this as, like, you know, like she... I don't know if she fully believes it, but they do, for sure. And, like, they've doubled down, you know, at this point. Like, they're deep in this.
Because, like, when we covered Jim Jones, he changed his story a lot, too. But, like, he didn't believe a word he was saying because he was getting their money. But if she was, like, to the point where she is believing the identity that she's putting out there... That seems even scarier to me than someone just making crap up.
It's really insane because, like, who's to say whether or not she, like, truly believed it?
Right.
But she was willing to poison herself.
Yeah.
And, like, literally suffer physically. Because this woman, you know, you watch her deteriorate on screen. And, like, she becomes so sick. And I don't know if she just wanted to die. And, like, you know, she, like, it's strange because you're not sure, like, if she's just completely mentally ill and, like, believes what she's saying, or if she was more in her head and, like, you know, she's pretty deep in this now. Like, do I, you know, it's weird.
And the Mother God herself, like, on her deathbed, you know, kind of, you know, acknowledges, like, hey, what if this isn't real? You know, should I go to a hospital? Like, she's going through some of those processes of, like, guilt and stuff. But the followers are fully into it. And just to illustrate, like, how, you know, next level this, like religion is, right? So So Mother God is God and Jesus and all these things.
And Tinkerbell.
But then there's the Galactics.
The Galactics. Right.
Forgot about the Galactics.
Yeah. So the primary person who like speaks to like Mother God and the others is Robin Williams.
Wait. Stop it. Shut up.
No.
Stop it right now.
It's Robin Williams. Other Galactics, for example, Michael Jackson, Donald Trump, the guy who played Willy Wonka from Willy Wonka.
Gene
and the
Wilder?
Club. Yep. He's a Galactic.
Did they know they were Galactics?
I don't think so. So like all the followers, Gene, right? These like in particular, there's several young women who you can tell are just like very sick.
Yeah.
You know, really just like needed
mentally
something.
And physically.
And they spend like their whole day sitting around Mother God's bed and like documenting what she's doing. She sneezes. She eats this. Like,
do they have this on video? Like, is all of this filmed?
Everything is filmed.
It is insane.
So this isn't even just people talking in the documentary. This is like footage.
Footage. They documented everything, and they made YouTube videos. And like, meanwhile, like actual parents of people that have, they're in this cult are trying to get them out of it. They're realizing like this is really bad. They're seeing on video.
That's so unique. I don't think any other cult actively like in real time advertises the nonsense they're doing.
Dude,
a lot of it's like after the fact.
It is insane. And you know, like all like just like Biska was saying, like they're documenting like she mother sneezed 3 times today. Like it is wild stuff. Nobody, not one time did they take her to a doctor. Do they go to the hospital? In fact, like there were times where like she was like, maybe I should go to the hospital. And
she
verbalizes that. Yes, she verbalizes it. And they say, Mother God would never say that. This is like some kind of, it's crazy.
I think she this sounds like, I mean, I don't know for sure because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, she
literally does believe what she's telling them if she has moments of crisis.
It's crazy, but she definitely knew like she was getting closer to death because she reached out to her actual family. And like she reached out to like maybe her oldest daughter or her mother and, you know, wanted to see them, wanted them to come to her.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up declining. But I think she knew, like, you know, I'm
going to
die.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's one of the craziest documentaries I've ever seen.
What has to go wrong in your brain?
A lot.
Too.
Well, and, you know, we touched on some, like, you know, adverse childhood situation.
Yeah.
But, like, either like bipolar, like there's something else at play.
Diagnosable
for sure.
Issue.
For sure.
Combined with the drug use, obviously.
Absolutely,
but
which was probably, you know, fueling each other. But
wow.
So where are we at this point? At this point, she is actively taking on the sins of mankind.
And she's dying because
but
mankind
in the meantime,
doesn't believe
she's,
in her.
She like wakes up, has like a shot of whiskey. Like I'm not kidding. Like she was like wasted drunk. Like every day and was saying that it's like the medicine and like you're allowed to drink alcohol and do drugs if it's like done in a spiritual way. So it's totally fine as long as it's like for God.
Do whatever you want.
Right.
Just slap God's name on it.
Exactly.
It's acceptable.
And so like, and then she's saying like, I have to take this much colloidal silver and you know.
I just love hearing you say colloidal
dude,
silver.
Dude. Because what a strange thing. Like,
what a random thing to
put
to, like, this is going to heal me.
It is so bizarre.
Hmm.
And so, as, you know, Mother God, at you know, towards the end of the documentary is just actively declining. Like, you know, she's full blown, like, yeah, like, cirrhosis of the liver is, like, drinking herself to get to death. You know, it's, like, really, it's honestly, like, it can be difficult to watch, you know.
It's on video.
And at times she's, like, you know, suggesting I'd like to go to a hospital and, you know, the followers think, you know, no, Mother God wouldn't do that. And like, you know, don't. And they're giving her the silver instead, you know, of, you know, modern medicine. Right.
I know, like if they did that with a kid, it would be a crime. Is it considered? I don't know.
So
maybe you don't have answers.
All the charges against all the followers were dropped. There are children in the documentary at various times, like, you know, a woman comes with her 3 children and they're just around this. And then when Mother God is found at the end, there's like 2 children in the house. We didn't see anywhere like of like any, you know, neglect or abuse charges being filed, but we definitely were having that conversation outside of the documentary.
Oh, yeah. Well, because...
Oh, they should be held liable.
That's what happened.
100%.
Yeah. If someone, especially if she's dropping hits, like, maybe I should go to a hospital. But she's these obviously people, not capable of taking herself there.
And the crazy thing is, like, the sicker she got, it's almost like they wanted it. They were like, she's got
to
die.
She has to.
Which they referred to as ascend. She was ascending. The spaceships were coming. The motherships. Yes, yeah, something like, so they kept seeing.
I really love it when those like religions go as far as like.
Oh, yeah. So aliens. The spaceships and the Galactic Federation, whatever Robin it was, Williams. Robin Williams, David Bowie, Elvis, you know.
David Bowie, too.
I know. I was upset about that one. But
there's no way he's a Galactic.
Well, and it was alive people. Jermaine. Yeah, somebody named Jermaine. He was a saint.
A cartoon figure.
Yeah.
on the list of, on the like, the sheet of paper that has all the galactics on it, there's like Robin Williams, and then there's just a cartoon figure named Jermaine, but we looked him up and he's like a saint.
And basically anytime she was belligerent, it was Robin Williams was working
Boo.
Through. I know.
Boo.
I know. How dare you soil Robin's name?
Slight him like that's ridiculous.
But it's completely insane. And clearly this woman is dying because of what she's ingesting.
Yeah.
But nobody...
Nobody does anything about
nobody
it.
Nobody does anything about
because
it.
Because none of them are in their right mind. Is that why the charges were dropped? Because none of them are in their right mind.
It has to be. And also, like, the autopsy, like, it didn't reveal any, like, physical injury. Right. Like, it was from...
Natural causes.
Yeah, it was deemed natural causes because it was, like, yeah, like, you know, cirrhosis and anorexia and, like self-harm stuff.
Yeah. I guess that does get tricky.
Yeah, you know, and also, you know, you feel bad for the followers because, you know, they like seriously need deprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also hard to be like, do you hold these people liable who were totally manipulated into believing this? It's tricky.
They'd probably be deemed unfit to even.
Oh, sure.
Stand trial.
So it's really tricky because we keep Mother God. We just keep her body. And we're around her. The followers are around. They surround her. They're touching her. They're moving her.
She wouldn't decompose. They're touching her and moving her?
Yes. It is so difficult to watch. It is so difficult to watch.
And she's blue?
Yes. Yes. Like they're holding her hand. They're moving her hand. And then they're documenting like everything they feel, everything they experience. They're saying she's still warm. So it's miraculous.
Gross.
Dude.
It's probably that silver in her body.
Yeah.
Starting to like break down.
Yeah, they used some kind of like electromagnetic field device and like put it on a living person and it was like zero. And then on Mother God, it was like 300. And they're like, this is evidence that she is God, right?
That's and not.
they also like claim, you know, we're claiming like, oh, she's breathing again and has resurrected. And like they're, you know, they're very much using, you know, the Jesus story like that, like, you know, Mother God died for the world's sins, right?
It's so disturbing. And so like I feel like, I don't know if it was after 10 days, it was like after a certain amount of time, they're like, okay, we better move her. So
she's starting to smell.
They pack her up in the car, they sit her up
like a regular person.
Like a regular person.
Put a seatbelt on
and
her.
And they travel with her.
Like
they get pulled over.
Weekend at Bernie's.
They get pulled over. And the officer says, on your way.
Oh, my gosh.
Swear. I swear.
Was her face, like, was she wearing, like, sunglasses?
I don't know.
Like, a hat?
I don't
know. Like Weekend at Bernie style, so you couldn't tell right away?
I think she was just, like, kind of wrapped in a sleeping bag and tucked in the back. So she was, like, out of sight, out of mind.
I was going to say.
But this is a long journey, right? So Mother God first goes on, like, from the hotel room where she dies, goes camping. And so Father God, three, is sleeping in a tent with Mother God's...
The meth guy, right?
Yeah, the meth Father God is sleeping in a tent with her, you know,
with
dead,
her
body,
dead body.
And everyone else is kind of just, you know, hanging around doing camping things. And then they pack up to head back to Colorado.
This is...
Yeah, so
every time you're saying stuff, I get more surprised.
Right?
I don't...
Like, there's literally, like, there's a video of, like, one of the quote-unquote angels, because, like, her, like, lower,
galactics.
Which is different than the galactics, which are, like, the spirits that of people that have passed that work through Mother God.
Sure. So the angels are, like, minions.
The angels are, like, trusted minions. These are just very, very disturbed young women that are very lost and probably suffer from some kind of mental illness. But they're like playing with her hands.
Oh.
And it is like I've never seen anything like that. I don't know how they weren't charged with abuse of a corpse, at least.
Honestly, yeah.
You know, yeah. Because like.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's got. I don't know what laws, but
like, you maybe
know.
You're not responsible.
Somebody for broke a law.
Here. Yeah.
Laws have been broken.
Crime has been committed.
Crime has been committed.
There are many you can choose from.
For sure. For sure.
Oh my God.
And like the craziest thing is like they talk about like being like just kind of waiting around and waiting for mother to, you know, come back and like, yeah. Mother God's going to lead us. And so they ended up all getting like, you know, cuffed and arrested. But mm-hmm. like after they did, you know, the autopsy, they just kind of.
Wait. So they came to the house to arrest
everybody. They came to this house.
So they went camping. Came
back. Yes. They went on a freaking it was road a trip.
Fun weekend trip. And then they.
A literal weekend at Bernie's. Oh my like gosh. It's insane.
And then. Okay. So they all got cuffed.
Well, no. So the group had kind of split up at this point. So okay. Like there's several relocations when Mother God's declining. Like they go to Hawaii, they go to Oregon. Their okay. home base was kind of in Colorado at the time. So, but then when they're coming back after Mother God dies,
yeah.
So Archangel Michael had taken all the money out of the bank account because he was in control.
Son of a.
He was, you know, he was.
You're like, well, she's dying. I'm splitting.
Archangel Michael was the only one that was like, they're in a cult. It's crazy. I don't.
The whole time.
Oh, for sure.
He was 100%.
Oh, for
he
sure.
He was like, this is going to be easy.
We think that he might just be a sociopath that like saw this as
gotta
a money be. Scheme.
He's got to be.
Oh, for sure. Because he was out. Wow. And he was like, I don't know, officer. Like,
they're crazy.
They're pretty crazy.
Who knows what happened to their money? They could have eaten it. I don't know. My goodness.
Yeah, so that, you know, so she dies, they get arrested, the money is gone. So this, that's when the group is kind of, like, fragmented. And every, you know, and they, like, the followers, like, pose in the documentary, like, they're struck with the question now of, like, well, what do we do? We've mm-hmm. essentially dedicated our entire lives to, you
to
know,
this
worshiping
woman.
This woman. And then they have to, like, try to pick up the pieces.
Does she get resurrected or reincarnated or
no.
something? No.
By
no.
the way, her eyes had like basically like decomposed at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
so like,
she's dead.
Yeah, she's very dead.
She's super
and
rested.
Poor woman. Like she literally, like you literally watch her suffer and die. Like it wasn't like a quick death. Like it's really awful.
Woman.
You know, it's really sad. And like, but a lot of these. Like, I would say the majority of the group, like, are still fully in it.
Yeah.
Fully believe that she was, like, divine.
What do they worship now? If she's, do they just worship her memory?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it seemed to be, like, kind of a mix of that. And then also just kind of their, like, along with, like, these, like, kind of, like, spiritual things, it also just seems to be, like, their view of the world is that, like, we're, you know, everyone is living in this fake reality. And because they are aware, they see like kind of this real reality that they call like 5D.
Yeah.
It very much leans into like conspiracy type thinking. Like
except
they,
stupider.
No, like I mean I'm talking QAnon. Like that's like gospel. Like really serious conspiracies,
like
really
worse,
deep.
Worse than me.
Oh.
I'm pretty bad.
I mean, we've left reality like long ago.
This isn't the government's against
because,
me. This
like,
is like, I live in a different dimension.
Because when they talk about it, like, yeah. They very much, like, you know, like, they talk about her like she was otherworldly.
Yeah.
Like, she was a, like, divine mm-hmm. person. And, like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, they were so, so in. Like, all
and
the way.
And they still kind of are.
Yes. Except for Archangel Michael. He was out.
That dude never believed. Never.
Yeah,
has he been found ever? Is he basically like off the grid? Like, did they ever revisit that at all?
No, I
bet
mean,
that
I think
guy's
he just,
in hiding.
He just lives his life.
I bet
he's
he
just,
changed his name and everything.
He has a lot of money now.
Yeah, why wouldn't I not?
And the documentary, like the filmmakers were like, you know, very like sensitive to like the cult followers, right? Like, mm-hmm. so when they're like interviewing them, they're like really skilled. They're like talking to them using their language.
They're like diplomatic.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
nice.
So they're like getting them. They're really able to get them to open up because they're being like so respectful and speaking their language and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, like Mindy and I were talking, like they kind of at least kind of nudge them towards the first steps to being deprogrammed, because you see like two family reunifications for the first time in like 10 years.
Those are well-trained interviewers.
And that's literally the
that's
first step.
Well-trained.
That's the first step to get somebody out of a cult.
Yeah.
Because like one of the like primary things that cult leaders do is isolate individuals
right,
from their family, from their friends. So like all the information that they're getting is from that cult leader. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really refreshing
that's
to see
nice.
Like they handled it very gracefully. And like you when somebody's so deep in a delusion, you kind of have to meet them where they're at, or they can be really combative or mm-hmm. shut down. And like these, you know, these, and who knows how much brain damage is actually there and
at the rate
and
they
untreated
rage.
Mental yeah.
yeah.
So you know, you
there's
have to kind of handle
on.
Them carefully. But I did respect that about the filming. It's definitely worth the watch.
I feel like that should always be how they handle cult
for sure, for sure, for
like
sure.
Like you should, yeah. If you're getting inside information like that, wow, that's pretty admirable.
Yeah, so you guys must watch.
Yeah.
You must watch. It is insane.
Mm-hmm.
One of the craziest documentaries
I've
ever seen.
What's it called again, one more time?
Love Has Won, The Cult Ooh. Of Mother God.
I keep calling it Mother God, just Mother God. Everyone knows what I mean, but like that's
well,
not
you
what
just like end up referring to her
as Mother
like
God.
As that, because like that's what, and it just is so so bizarre.
That's so weird. 10 out of 10 recommend. 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah, 10 out of 10. You know, maybe watch it in 3 installments because
yeah.
it's a lot.
It's a lot to digest.
Yeah, it's a
Did
lot.
You watch it in one sitting?
No.
Okay.
No, like over
you couldn't.
3 days.
You couldn't.
yeah.
I couldn't.
But,
I don't think I could watch it in one.
Yeah, but it was fascinating, and like the filmmakers, yeah, very talented. And then, you know, yeah, there's just some really sick people involved who like went through some, you know, difficult things, and like you hope that they get better.
Yeah. Oh
man. For sure. Like cults are really tricky because like, you know, you're talking about people's belief systems
mm-hmm.
and that can become like, you know, like what people believe becomes part of their identity.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, when you're like so deep into something like mm-hmm. that, like it's, you double down instead of like, you know, realizing like, oh, maybe it's wrong because
yeah.
it's part of your identity. And so like you have to, people that do, that are in cults or they grow up in cults.
Yeah.
Like it, there's serious like deprogramming that has to take place in order for them to, you know,
yeah.
lead a halfway normal life
in the real world,
right?
In the 5D world,
exactly.
Well, and when we talked about Jim Jones too, like we talked about, there's like a fine line between someone's religious beliefs that are like safe and okay to operate in the real world, and then it goes like you go when you step into the belief systems that cause you to have to isolate yourself or to harm yourself or others. Like that's when it becomes
right.
that's like the classifier.
Right.
Like don't,
yep.
don't cross that line, or
right.
you're like. Dangerous to both yourself and everybody else.
And you're so much easier to control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When, you know, there's nobody whispering in your ear, hey, maybe that's not such a great idea. Or,
right.
You know.
Right.
And yeah, and you kind of learn like how, you know, vulnerable people were, you know, sucked into this, right? Because they have these like one-on meetings, you know, online,
mm-hmm.
they're live streaming themselves and presenting this idea that this is a, you know, beautiful place full of love, right? It's
mm-hmm.
actually extremely chaotic, but these vulnerable people like, hey, I could belong to something, right? But then they get there and they're isolated from everyone, their money, you know, and
is taken away from them,
right? And you can see how harmful that
mm-hmm.
is, you know. And like one follower, you know, came with 3 kids, and then, you know, their mom came and took them away, right? Because
mm-hmm.
it was like a dangerous place to be. And so, you know, you kind of just like see that happening to people. But as, you know, Mindy said, they're like so deep
yeah.
that the thought of like backtracking is like not even an option. Only Mother God did that. And it's because she was literally on her deathbed.
Yeah, it's probably just terrifying too, to even just think of going back.
Oh, imagine the mistake that you make.
Right.
And that you abandon your kids and that you leave everything.
It's kind of crazy to look at modern cults like that too, because the internet is like the perfect place
oh, for
to
sure.
trap people into a cult.
Absolutely.
Because that's where lost people go. is internet.
For sure.
Is the internet, like some chat room or TikTok or those like random streaming like apps where you can like talk to strangers and you just hit a button that randomly generates a stranger that you can like just Zoom with, essentially.
And
like,
what the heck? Yeah, we're targeting vulnerable, perfect place, lonely people.
Cult followers.
For sure.
Yeah.
And there's multiple of them out there.
Yeah. We need to talk about Jared Leto's at some point.
Oh, and also the Twin Flames universe, Nexium. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy.
That one guy from 10 Things I Hate About You. Did I send you that?
No. Article? Oh, yeah, you did.
Andrew Keegan, I think his name is. Yeah, I read that.
Apparently, it's like really easy to have a cult.
It is. His isn't as juicy of a story, so we'd have to lump it with someone else's. But
Corey Feldman has
my
a freaking
gosh.
Cult.
Corey Feldman's is whack. Have you seen videos
yes!
of Corey Feldman's? That guy. I rooted for that guy when he was trying to do that book thingy about pedophiles
in Hollywood.
Like, I did
too, but he has, like, this, like, how to make it in Hollywood for, like, young girls, and it's essentially just, like, women surrounding him all the time just in their underwear.
He went in the opposite direction, I think.
For sure.
I think he tried to do that book, and then he got so heavily shot down by the industry that he, like, came back on the other side of it.
Yeah,
which
as a monster,
which is weird. I have so many theories.
Yeah.
So many theories about.
I mean,
Hollywood ring of people trying to expose Hollywood ended up going back to the
bizarre
drinking the Kool-Aid.
Very,
so weird,
very bizarre.
Anyway, this was a good episode.
It's a long minisode.
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes. Also, I'm so happy we had Biscuit in here.
I know.
This
thank you for
fun.
Being here.
We need to invest in like 3 more mics so we can do this more often with other people.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me. This was super fun, and also. It's pretty challenging, so I've like this is hard. So you guys do a great job. So
you did so
this just
good,
makes
though.
Me appreciate Cookies and Crime even more.
It took a while to get this comfortable, but you did really well.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and also just you know, as a podcast that has talked a lot about you know chronic illness and stuff like that, you know if you are sick out there, like go to a 3D hospital.
That's an excellent advice, Biscuit. We do encourage not using colloidal silver.
Go to real hospitals.
And like whiskey. Mm-hmm. Like go see a doctor if
Maybe
you're not
don't
feeling
rage
good.
All the time.
Yeah.
Live your life.
Live
like,
your life.
Live your life, but don't like
you know,
all the time do that.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
In moderation.
Moderation, guys. Go to the doctor. All right. Well. This was good.
This is a good one.
Yeah. Stay tuned for next time. Do the usual like subscribe.
Like, subscribe,
share,
if
review.
You wanna...
We actually posted a while ago that if you review our podcast and message us a screenshot, we're going to talk about you on the podcast. So
yeah, we want to recognize our fans because we are doing this for you.
Yep.
We started doing it for us, but then you came along.
It's so much more fun now.
Yeah. We like that you like it.
So yeah, we want to listen to you as you listen to us. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.